Diagnostic test. Writing section. Now listen to part of a lecture on the topic you just read about.
Today I wanted to question the idea that rewards increase productivity in the workplace. Now, does this approach really work? Well, when people who have experienced a reward system were asked, we found they didn't like it. Most people, it seems, want to be paid, not encouraged through incentives. People want to be given respect for working extra hard. In fact, I know of no controlled study that has genuinely shown a long-term improvement in work as a result of any productivity reward scheme. On the contrary, there are many studies that show productivity rewards are even counterproductive. Rewards make for less productivity rather than more. So, why might this be true? Well, in fact, rewards actually punish. Yeah. If we compensate people for high productivity, they may perceive this as being controlled. People understand they're being manipulated and don't like it. But more importantly, people don't necessarily get the expected rewards. So the disappointment for not being rewarded is sort of the same as being punished. Think about it. The more desirable the reward you expect, the more disappointing it is if you fail to get it, right? Productivity schemes might even reduce the amount and quality of work. The worker's relationship with the supervisor could be damaged. Instead of trying to work collaboratively with the supervisor, an employee might conceal problems. For example, let's say you had a problem. You might be less likely to ask for help from a supervisor who can withhold rewards. To avoid a negative rating, you keep quiet. Can you see why this would tend to reduce performance rather than improve it?
Summarize the points made in the lecture you just heard, explaining how they cast doubt on the points made in the reading. The program continues on the next CD.